Hey, Domer.
Any luck with the radio?
Maybe. Still working on it.
I'll leave you to it, then.
Hang on. If everything that looks okay still works, we might...
Oh, you did it.
Okay, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. This is the... Damn it, of course the microphone isn't working.
Just trigger the emergency signal. If you've got Avis's frequency pulled up, that's even better. They should know it's us.
Right, here. What are you doing?
Trying to find a news station. We can flip back if... when the alert goes off.
Continuous coverage of the lost Apis-owned cruise ship, the LTS Mellifera. The corporation lost contact with the Mellifera mere hours after it left the Kepler 8332 ISPN on April 35th standard interplanetary calendar, en route to its destination, Osphoros. We now go to reporter Jessica Yates for an interview with the Apis Industries CEO. Take it away, Jessica.
Thanks, Nathan. I'm sitting in the lobby of the main office building of Apis Industries on Kepler 8332 with Robert Apis, CEO of Apis Industries and grandson of founder Winston Apis.
Thanks for having me, Jessica.
Well, technically we're at your facility. We're discussing a very serious situation.
Yes, that ship disappearing. Our thoughts and prayers go out to all of those who are missing loved ones. Rest assured, we're doing everything in our power to get them home safely.
Really? What sorts of rescue efforts has your team made so far?
Oh, you know. Search teams. Beacons. Technology. What other stuff is standard to send after lost ships? I have a guy who makes those decisions for me. It's kind of outside of my scope as CEO.
Okay, so what knowledge do you have on the search efforts? We were hoping you had some inside information for our listeners.
Ha ha ha. I know that I have the best people on the job. That's for sure, Jennifer.
It's Jessica.
Here at Apis Industries, we strive to only hire the best and the brightest. Why, our entry-level positions require a minimum of 5 years' experience. And any job more complicated than pushing a button requires a graduate's degree before you could get on board with us.
Interesting. So how does this relate back to the search efforts?
Well, with such a highly qualified team, you can rest assured that we're going to get results one way or the other. I think we have people on the Osphoros right now combing Grunt Hayworth Park for any signs of wreckage. And we have other people circling the planet to see if there's anything suspiciously cruise-shaped coming towards them.
He's gotta be joking. Yosphoros is covered with settlements. They'd know if we'd crashed there.
I mean, he is just the CEO. It's not like this is his area of expertise.
We still have the best products of all kinds available for purchase.
Back to you, Nathan.
Thanks for the update, Jessica. Coming up next, why my sexual harassment lawsuit against my fellow newscaster is going to... Are you serious? Billy Tuckerson. Way to be a professional. I can't believe you still have a job here after...
Crash of the Mellifera by Morgan Lane. Episode 9, The Lady.
Recovering is boring.
How unfortunate that your entertainment hasn't been made a priority during assessment of our current problems.
Not letting me address our current problem is the reason I'm bored to start with.
Perhaps you would like to assist me then? Participating in small talk with various organics is an excellent way to ensure that when I interface with consumers, I sound as lifelike as possible.
Hard pass.
Are you?
I'm sure.
As you like it.
Mm-hmm. why do you keep singing that song?
What do you mean?
The one you're humming right now. You sang it before we crashed. Something about a crocodile eating someone.
Ha ha ha! Why would I sing a song about being eaten in a high-stress situation like that?
Huh? Because you were cracking up, probably?
I'll have you know that I don't even know the song in question. I haven't had any reason to pull samples from nursery rhyme databases.
You can ask anyone here. It was a pretty memorable performance.
Fine, I will.
I didn't mean you should go bothering these guys since...
Since what?
Never mind. Have fun interrogating the people you almost killed.
I don't need to have fun to get results. Why, hello, Mrs. Savannah. I have a question.
No. Stop. Right there.
Whatever is the matter?
I don't want to talk to you. You're the reason my husband is dead.
I'm sorry.
That's not good enough. Nothing is good enough because you can't bring him back.
Is there anything I might do to, certainly not fix the situation, but...
Unless you're thinking of throwing yourself off the nearest cliff, no.
This area of Lamarck is largely plains. I do not think there are any cliffs. Wait, I wasn't? And you're gone. Why, hello, Miss Ashford!
Ah! God, you almost gave me a heart attack.
I would advise against having a heart attack until you have the capability of contacting both your insurance provider and your primary care physician.
I won't have a choice if you sneak up on me with your creepy faceless face again.
I have a face and it isn't creepy, see?
Then maybe don't run around with the screen all dark and blank anymore, though that isn't a lot better.
I suppose if it comforts you, the customer, I can expend energy on running graphics more consistently. But that isn't why I am here.
Okay. What do you want?
The captain claims that while we were crashing, I sang a song, quote, something about a crocodile eating someone, end quote, which is ridiculous. I'm trying to isolate the variables, which led to his confusion.
I mean, you did, though.
Beg pardon?
It was really messed up, actually. Everyone was freaking out, so you started singing a song for the kids, I guess? But halfway through, you switched to the lady and the crocodile instead of that Daisy one about getting married.
The lady and the crocodile? You talk as though you have some familiarity with the song in question.
Yeah, it's just a song for kids. I think my nanny used to sing it to us or something. I don't know exactly when I first heard it.
Tell me the lyrics.
You are the one who sang it on the crash!
Humor me, please.
It's like... She sailed away on a sunny something day on the back of a crocodile. You see, she said he's something, something be. I'll ride him down the Nile. The croc winked his eye as she waved at them goodbye, wearing a happy smile. At the end of the ride, the lady was inside, and the smile was on the crocodile.
I've been here before.
Huh?
I need to talk to Security Officer Tomer immediately. Thank you for your help, Miss Ashford. I have no further queries.
What are you even talking about, though? If you have some idea about what's going on here, you should let the passengers know.
I don't, Miss Ashford. I don't know what is happening. And it is... alarming. Goodbye. Officer Tomer, I need to speak with you as soon as possible.
She's not here, B.
Then where might I find her?
She's getting supplies off the ship with a security team. And shouldn't you be watching the captain, like you said you would?
This is important, Ray Seneca. I remember Lamarck.
What do you mean?
I mean that unless I am very much mistaken, this planet holds an Apis research station replete with its own communication equipment, etc. And there is some likelihood that a team headed by Tomer might be able to reach it if...
Slow down, B. We know there's a station out here. But without knowing our coordinates, it would be beyond risky to look for it. Now, what's this about remembering something?
This is strange, and I do not have an explanation for it, but I think I have been on Lamarck before.
Do you mean you and Apis came down here to shoot a commercial, or...
That's the trouble. I don't know how it could have happened, but I remember being at the research station. There was another woman. Just a woman. And some men, I think. They were all scientists. Apis wasn't there.
Okay. That's... Okay. Let's think about this from the beginning. Is there any way that you could be remembering a picture or a film about Lamarck? Something like that?
I don't think so. I talked to them.
Well, what did they say?
I couldn't tell you. I really couldn't.
B, this is crazy, but do you think you're remembering a dream?
Don't be absurd. Computers have no reason to dream about anything.
I don't mean to sound dismissive or anything. I just mean... Well, you don't have any precise details. You don't know how you got there, or who these people you remember are. You don't remember names.
The woman seemed familiar.
But that's what I'm talking about! She seemed familiar, without you being able to pinpoint who she is. That sounds like you're piecing together files and bits of memory that have nothing to do with each other, which, I don't know, that sounds a lot like dreaming to me. This could be huge.
How is that, quote, huge, unquote, Ray Seneca? I see nothing huge about your suspicions that I am spontaneously generating my own erroneous data.
Just ignore the fact that it wouldn't help us right now, okay? What would you being able to dream mean?
Oh, I'm being so foolish. I can just show you my memories. I always forget about the more useful functions of this body. Watch my screen, please.
I mean, okay.
Error. Unsupported format.
B?
One moment. It needs a different application. Error. Unsupported format. Error. Unsupported format.
It doesn't look like it's working.
It must be corrupted, or maybe my video drivers need to be updated.
B, what are you doing here? You said you'd watch the captain.
I have a lead, Officer Tomer. I remember Lamarck.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
She says she has memories of the Lamarck research station, along with a bunch of people who worked there.
Okay. Does she remember where it is, or how we could find it?
No, but I can work to pinpoint its location in regards to our current position. I think it may be nearby, given the topography of our surroundings.
No. If we can't get there for sure and immediately, I'm not going to send people out where they could get lost or eaten.
But, Officer...
There's no need, B. Ray and I managed to send off a signal to Apis, so all we need to do is sit tight and wait. If all goes well, they'll triangulate our location and get here within 48 hours.
Oh, that's wonderful news, but I still think, in case the rescue mission is in any way delayed...
We aren't taking risks on an exploratory mission unless it's absolutely necessary. That's final.
If you insist, Officer Tomer.
I'll be out to keep an eye on things after we're done here, but until then, could you please get back to watching the captain and the passengers? We can't afford to leave him unattended for any longer than we have to, and this is not a have-to scenario.
Well, if that's an order.
It is.
All right, then. Goodbye, Officer Tomer. Ray Seneca.
The way you talk to her sometimes, it's almost like you think she's a person.
I mean, I obviously don't. I don't know what Apis was thinking when he made machines you interface with through conversation instead of just pushing buttons and straightforward commands. It messes with your brain a little.
I guess most people like to have power over others, even if they're not supposed to be real.
Supposed to be?
You know my thoughts on B. And it's kind of a long shot, but she came in here talking about vague corrupted data that could be dreams.
Now that's ridiculous.
Do you know a better way to explain her spontaneous memories of this place?
Yeah. She's spitting up corrupted files because she's broken.
Which could be analogous to dreams in an AI.
Which is something for Apis to figure out once we get out of here. Don't lose focus on what we're doing.
Gah, I swear, you're as bad as she is sometimes.
What?
We just need to pay attention to this one problem until the company comes and solves everything for us. You heard Apis on that radio. His company is about as good at rescuing people as it is at complying with the Department of Organic Rights.
It's been 3 hours, Seneca.
Since we fired off the signal, sure. But what about all the time before that? There are so many things they could have done to check up on us along our course. And before you say anything about regulations, I know Apis wasn't legally obligated to do any of them.
What, did you want them to send off another ship and risk colliding with us?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And you know as well as I do that the chances of collision would be almost none.
That's enough. You think I'm blindly putting my trust in Apis here, but despite the constant propaganda B turns out, I recognize that this is a corporation and not a friendship circle.
Do you?
Yes. Spout off whatever conspiracy theories you want about the company not trying to rescue us, but you know as well as I do that the public backlash for the company losing an entire cruise ship's worth of people would be financially catastrophic. We are going to be rescued because we followed protocol, and Apis has too much to lose if they don't do everything in their power to bring us home safe.
Well, I hope for all our sakes that you're right.
So, how did that work out for you?
Ray thinks I was dreaming, and Tomer thinks I'm broken.
Dreaming? I feel like I missed something here.
Not that it's any of your business, but I remembered the song. Then I remembered Lamarck, and the Apis Research Station, and the scientists that worked there, even though I can find no record in my logs stating when such a visit might have occurred.
Freaky.
If by that you mean it's a freakish occurrence, then I suppose we are in agreement. Tomer does not wish to act on my newfound information either. It's frustrating, because I know we could find better equipment for sending a signal back to Mr. Apis if we spent a negligible amount of time surveying the area around us.
It's a whole planet, though. You can't be sure we're close to the station if we don't know where we are. I didn't even manage to get off our coordinates to...
Are you going to finish your sentence, Captain Winnipeg?
B. Barkeep knows the coordinates.
Why would Unit 9-146 have that sort of information?
He helped us land. B, if we can find him, we're set.
That does raise the question as to where it's gone, Captain.
I mean, he ran off. Apparently getting damaged in the crash made him think he was going to be decommissioned.
Ha ha ha! Well, that was foolish. If the cost of repairs was less than the cost of replacement, then it would have nothing to worry about.
The point is that I need to find him. Maybe when Tomer and Ray are occupied, I can just...
You're going nowhere unescorted, Captain.
Ugh, fine. You can come if you want.
Sir, that's not what I meant.
Neither of us is doing anything useful sitting in the shade and watching other people work. Tomer and Ray think we're liabilities.
You sabotaged the radio. You're the reason all of this happened.
I had nothing to do with us crashing. That was all you. All I'm saying is that we have a chance to actually do something here. We can show Tomer that we're all on the same side.
I don't know about this. I still don't trust you, even after, well, even after your revelation earlier this week.
Don't trust me then. Just trust the fact that I'm very good at what I do, and that right now we're all working towards the same goal, getting off this damn planet.
Tomer said they managed to send a distress signal already.
And if a rescue team shows up before we can start our little mission, then we don't have to worry about it.
But...
You wanted to find the research station. You remembered some whack stuff that doesn't make sense, and now you want answers. Don't self-sabotage because you're scared of breaking the rules. This is bigger than rules, and right now our goals line up. I can help you.
All right. What exactly did you have in mind?
Crash of the Mellifera is a podcast written and edited by Morgan Lane. This episode featured Morgan Lane as Worker B and Ashford, Lucas Martin as Captain Winnipeg, Rihanna Orr as Sierra Savannah, Sean Casey as Mr. Apis, Veronica Regalado as Jessica, Michael Lane as Nathaniel, Alexandria Young as Security Officer Tomer, and Amanda Jew as Ray. Our theme was written by Sam Kitch. Credits for other music and sound assets can be found in the episode description. For further information, check out the Mellifera Project page on morganlanewrites.com or follow us on Tumblr at Mellifera Crash. Donations can be sent to our Ko-fi page at ko-fi.com/morganlanewrites. Thanks for listening.